We are joined. Coming out Friday is a movie that was had filming locations right here in Western New York. Cabrini comes out Friday, screening today and tomorrow. And on the line to discuss the film is casting director Frank Rossi. Frank, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kill. How are you doing? How are you doing today?
Doing well, Frank. Let me ask you. I mean, this movie, we obviously followed it while it was being filmed. Feels good to finally get this on the big screen?
Feels great. But we got it. It's going to be released in 3,000 theaters starting on Friday. And that's amazing. I think it sold almost 100,000 pre-sale tickets. And 90% of it was shot here. With we used 100 kids. 3,200 extras with the vouchers, 30 principal actors. So it's a huge footprint for Buffalo here in the Western New York area. And the movie's getting great accolades and a lot of good publicity, actually.
I am looking forward to it. You know, we were looking at ticket sales on Friday at some of the local theaters, and to see, you know, I love seeing people back in movie theaters, and to see, you know, some of these shows sold out or close to sold out, I love seeing it and can't wait to see the movie. Now, you mentioned the extras, and I mean, if you live in Buffalo, everyone knows someone who was an extra. What was that process like going through and getting extras for this movie here in Western New York?
It was an interesting process. It started with a buddy of mine, Mark Tremont, helping us out, getting on the radio, on the TV stations to get the publicity out there to start getting extras. Tommy was great. Tommy Barley. Without him, we couldn't have done it. We probably, Joe, added an extra 2,500 people that wanted to be in it just from your show there. Okay. Then I have a great casting associate, Josh Nuncio, helped me. Along with the city itself, we also had Melanie and Sam and Ben. So there were a number of people that got involved. Mike Bellani, all of these guys. So the process was extensive because you had to. Susie Linetta helped us and Debbie Bello. So it was a congruence of everybody from around here. You know, we had. Peter LaGiacono helped with a lot of the Italian from the Italian Club, Jen Ballerin. So it's an extensive process of just getting the headshot from the person and then putting them where they belong, allocating them to the position that the director is looking for. What was unprecedented here was this amount of extras. Because initially when they came here, and Jonathan Sanger is the producer on it, I thought they were kidding because that's never happened in here, that many people. But it turned out okay. It was a group effort here. And we also had a number of people from here that are speaking in the film as well. So that's kind of how we did it.
Now, I got to ask, because this is his show, will we be able to pick out Bowerly when we see the movie?
He certainly was there enough. Here's the thing. The director's in charge of everything. And, you know, the director decides on what shots are going to be used in the movie. That's up to him and his editor. So I would have no knowledge of who ends up being in there. I'm hoping Tommy's going to be in there. He's got some great character looks. I would think he would be, but I would have no way of actually knowing that for sure. But I'd love to see him in there. He definitely deserves to be in there.
Like I said, I can't wait to see the movie, but yeah, I'm hoping to see a little bit of Bowerly as well. Now, Frank, you know, tonight is the screening at the North Park Theater. Are there butterflies at these kind of screenings? I mean, what are the feelings at the screenings leading up to the big premiere day on Friday?
Not so much butterflies. It depends what position you had there. Acting-wise, because I'm also an actor myself, you get a little nervous when you see yourself up on screen. I could tell you that for sure. But I've seen a lot of the trailers on this thing. They're phenomenal. They're just, I mean, the cinematography, the costuming, the acting is phenomenal in this. So I'm just going to sit back and just watch and enjoy it because that was a monumental effort by several hundred people, of which we needed everybody to get that kind of a production. But it starts at the top with the director. And it's just going to be beautiful, Joe. It's just, it looks comparable to The Godfather. You know what I mean? Visually. That's what they're saying. So that's kind of an incredible accomplishment from, like I said, several hundred people involved in this.
For sure. Now, you know, we're obviously Western New York. You said 90% filmed here in Western New York. Why?
One week. Yeah, 1 week in Rome, and then the rest of them, I think, 9 weeks here.
Wow. Now, why Western New York? What went into that decision?
Location, location, location. That's why. It's very film friendly here, starting with Tim Clark and Rich Wall up there, and the mayor, Mayor Brown. So what it is they're so Tim Kennedy, you know, congressman, state senator, excuse me. They're so accommodating to Hollywood that they want to come here, but the locations are the most important show, so you can actually shoot there. But what they did is they built Five Points Brooklyn down in South Buffalo behind Glencoe Lumber. They built the actual, when you see the movie, they built the actual city. So that was incredible. But they had the topography there. They had the old buildings. So some of these things look like the 1880s still. So it's really about location, and it's about the how easy it is to shoot in the city so that people are accommodating to the filmmakers. And this city's great with that. They're very, very good. Plus, the tax credits are a big deal, too.
Oh, well, for sure. Now, Frank, I think most people, you know, we've seen the trailers. We know what this movie's about. But for that person out there that's like, okay, Cabrini, when I go to the theater, what's the story I'm seeing?
This is a woman. It's about woman empowerment, equality, and fairness. This is about a woman who came to America when the Italians were being ostracized and treated worse than actually vermin. They were being treated worse than that. And this woman came here, this nun, with her staff. She was sickly herself. And she came here and saw all the people being abused and ostracized and essentially left out. Even kids, foster kids. There were no foster homes back there that could take care of these kids. So she took it upon herself, went against the establishment, and created a foundation for the homeless, the foster kids, the refugees. And to this day, I think it's worth about $9 billion, her foundation. And she actually contributes to Father Baker, which is kind of nice. So this is about a woman getting it done in the 1880s and 1900s, which I think is a wonderful story. I mean, women are in charge of everything anyway, you know what I mean? But this is a woman getting it done in the early 1900s, late 1880s. So it's just woman empowerment. That's what I would say. It's about fairness and equality and taking care of those who can't take care of themselves. That would be, just surmise it, that's what I would say.
And the movie comes out on Friday, but, you know, if you want to see it, if you want to see it on opening day, as I said, Brian Mazurowski and I went through tickets, went through different theaters, and let me tell you, not an easy ticket to get if you want to see it on Friday. So if you're trying to make movie dinner and movie plans this Friday, make sure you jump on those tickets now. Don't wait till right before showtime. Frank, obviously Cabrini, a lot of work's gone into it. What is next for you? What's your schedule look like post Cabrini?
Post Cabrini, well, there's a number of projects that will be coming here, so I don't really like to talk about what I'd be casting until they're actually greenlit and they come. So there'll be, you know, more films coming here because of the tax credits. Bob Rich and Larry Quinn just built an incredible studio downtown. The thing is beautiful. It even surpasses Los Angeles, in my opinion. It's a great soundstage studio down there. And so I take the films as they come. You know, whatever's coming next, I usually get a call a month beforehand, and then we go from there. And so it's I'd rather not say which ones are coming next until they do actually come here.
That's fair. That's fair. Frank, you know, hey, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't try to get something out of you.
Well, it's not a secret. It's just you don't want to say anything until it's actually coming here. It's not like it's concrete. Things happen. Things change. You just have to wait till the next one comes. And then we go from there.
No, but yeah, I completely understand. And like I said, I mean, I love the attention on Buffalo. I hope that soundstage is it brings in. I know it's going to bring in the movies. We love seeing it. You know, I was saying before the show, my wife and I actually watched A Quiet Place 1 just so we could go to the theater and see A Quiet Place 2 because it was filmed in Buffalo. So
yeah, they did a great job with that because you also have Buffalo Filmworks over there. You know, with Jennifer, they're great. They're great. This is very film. Friendly, this town. So I anticipate a lot more business coming here. Now, something of this magnitude, I'm not sure. This is just an incredible feat by a lot of people to get that many people in a movie And you should go see it because you'll love it, and you probably will see someone you know.
Yeah, exactly. Frank, I have to say, it's really exciting. Like, it's exciting that, you know, Buffalo's, you know, it was filmed, a big movie. I mean, you go out to the movies that are coming out this week, this is the one people are talking about. It's Buffalo. It's getting people back in the theaters. I mean, it's everything I love to see, Frank. And I myself can't wait to get to the theater this weekend and check it out. I know it's been a lot of hard work by a lot of people, and we are thrilled.
The cast and crew were phenomenal here. The crew from Buffalo is phenomenal. It's just a huge effort. The producers were phenomenal. So it's nice to see something this. It's really hard to get a film in 3,000 theaters. But Angel Studios is just a great distribution company. They just know what to do. They've got it down, and they're putting this thing in 3,000 theaters. That's usually limited just for the studio production. You know what I mean? Like Paramount, 20th Century Fox, things like that. But this thing's going to take off. I've seen the trailers, and I'm just super impressed with them. They're just beautiful. So we're excited. It's going to be an exciting night. You know, a lot of the extras are going to be going to see it tomorrow. It's going to be fun, and we'll have a great time.
For sure, Frank, and I wish you nothing but success on this and the many other projects. And when we learn of those projects, Frank, I hope you give us a call back.
I will do that. Thanks for your time, Joe, and thanks again to Tommy. Without Tommy, we couldn't have done this.
Will do, Frank, and again, thank you, and congratulations on the project.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. That is Frank Rossi. He is the casting director on Cabrini.